We're doing the Ramban, Drashat Torah Tashem Tmima. We're holding in the Mosad Rav Kook edition, page Kuf Mem Dalet. Ve'od haTorah meirat einayim afilu b'sipurim u'masim sheba. If you recall, the Ramban has been discussing the great value of the Torah. Why is it that David HaMelech, when he describes the different wondrous things that God creates in the world, he ends up with saying, and the Torah is greater than everything else. And the Ramban had discussed that the Torah teaches us how to live in this world, and the Torah reveals to us the knowledge of this world, the depths of knowledge of this world. And now the Ramban says the Torah, even in the stories that the Torah tells us, the Torah is enlightening us. Shekulam chokhmah gdola b'shorosh emunah, that all the stories of the Torah are really filled with great wisdom and the roots of our faith. Sharei ata yodea mipshatei ketuvim, the Ramban says, for example, you know from reading the simple verses, she'amram avi Moshe ra'a et Levi. You know that Moshe's father Amram, he saw Levi, right? Ve'hu ra'a Yaakov, and we know Levi saw his father Yaakov. Ve'Yaakov lamad Torah mipi Shem ben Noach. Yaakov learned Torah from Shem, the son of Noach. So Moshe, his father Amram, Amram, Levi, Levi, his father Yaakov, Yaakov to Shem, the son of Noah. That's four, we want four connections, right? Moshe, Amram, Amram, Levi, Levi, Yaakov, Yaakov, Shem. And we're already holding back by the son of Noah. Ki hinei ben 50 shana ya Yaakov shemet Shem ben Noah. Yaakov was 50 years old when Shem passed away. והוא שהכריז על עם גדול ועצום ורב בין החרטומים ומחשבים ועופרי שמיים. And he is the one that made known, he declared that there's going to be a great nation among all the different sorcerers and soothsayers and people who looked in the skies. ואומר בפרסום אבי הגיד לי כי אבי אביו ראה בריאת העולם. He declared, Shem said, my father told me that his grandfather saw the creation of the world. Why? Because Shamabul Mobriat Olamu. After the flood, it was as though the world was recreated. Moshe came to all the sorcerers and declared there's going to be a great nation. And he says, Moshe says, I want you to know, my father told me, Amram, that his grandfather told him, Yaakov, Levi, Yaakov, Shem, that he saw the creation of the world. He saw the world with nothing on it. Why? Because when the whole world was destroyed with the flood, so it was as though the world was recreated. Umishim odeva mabul, whoever will admit that there was a flood and the world was wiped out and started from scratch with Noach and Shem, he has no choice but to admit also that the world was created. There was a starting point where God created the world.
He created two times. Because he created what happened, and then many generations sin, and then Noah came in, and then there was a flood, and there was a second place.
So, the first point that Ramban is making, from the stories of the Torah, we can connect Moshe, who stands before all the different sorcerers of Egypt and says, God created the world, God sent me, there's going to be a chosen nation. Moshe, when he's saying all this, from the stories of the Torah we see, Moshe has his connection all the way back to Shem. Moshe to Amram, his father, to Levi, to Yaakov, going back to Shem. And the Ramban says, point number one, Shem, who witnessed the world, witnessed the flood, and witnessed the world after the flood, also witnessed that there was an ark. How is there an ark? Because God appeared to Noah and said, build an ark. Well, why did God tell him to build an ark? Because God said, I'm going to destroy the world. If you recognize that God destroyed the world, that God told Noah to build an ark, so that's one, it's one small step from there to the fact that God also created the world. Ve'od, and furthermore, Shaya Sham Noach Shirat Adam HaRishon. Shem saw his father Noach, right? His father Noach saw Adam. If you do the math, how long each person lived, You see that Noach met Adam. They had seen one another. Now, Adam saw 10 generations. Before Adam died, Adam saw his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson, Noach. Hayodeah, now Adam knew, Shehu batzmai ayachit ba'olam, b'lo aveim. Adam knew that he was creation, right? He knew he didn't have parents. Adam he didn't need someone else to tell him. He knew he was created by God. Uvadayim haya davar sheker. And certainly, if Adam was lying, yedua kolbo, everyone would know that he was lying. Adam comes in and says to mankind, oh, you should know, God created me. And I don't have parents. Now, if anyone will try to say that today, so people will verify. Wait a second, what do you mean you don't have parents? Let's see, is there anyone older than you? So maybe they're your parents. Adam's walking in and saying, for the first 930 years of his life,
no, sure.
He's saying, all his life, Adam's been saying, I was created a mature adult, God created me, I don't have any parents. Now, you can't get away with that. If you don't have any parents, there shouldn't be anyone around that's older than you. Well, his own children would know.
If we just say we have one parent, maybe.
What do you mean? So, you have to prove that. But if you're saying, I was the first creation, and when I was creation, there was no other humanity. The only ones that are here are my offspring. Everyone you see is my children. Well, that's something that can be verified. You can't get away with such a lie. You can't start saying, well, you're all my grandchildren. Verify, check with your father and his father, you'll all see you come back to me. Adam can't get away with such a lie. So, Noah saw Adam. Shem saw his father Noah, who told him, I want you to know, there was an Adam. So, you're talking about six connections. From Adam, and it's really five, from Noah to Moshe. Noah to Shem, Shem to Yaakov, Yaakov to Levi, Levi to Amram, Amram to Moshe. So the Ramban says from the simple stories of the Torah, you see that these foundations of the Jewish faith. If Adam was lying, then some of the elders, there were old people around, they would say, he's lying, what do you mean, the man's nuts. He's saying he was created by God, he has no parents, that's a lie, come on, I remember when he was born. Right? No one could get away with that. The world's a pretty small place in those times. How could Adam get away with it? He's not lying. There are always some smart people around who know history. He says, everyone knows stories from their parents and their grandparents of things that happened in their family, things that happened beforehand. Your parents tell you, I want you to know, this tower was built by such and such a politician. And we always have stories that we heard from our parents, that we tell our kids. A person can't get away with a lie about something as great as this. If Adam was lying, he wouldn't have gotten away with the lie. The odd, and furthermore, שפרסום כל האומות ויחוסיהם ובענייני המדינות בכללו של דבר כל פרט ספר בראשית. Furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he publicizes where each nation comes from. So he says, Bavel, I'll tell you where Bavel comes from. Bavel was a person whose father was this and this and this. Ashur was a person whose father was this and this and this. Mitzrayim, he's the son of Ham, he's the son of Noah. You can't start telling each nation where they come from if it's all lies. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and giving all bereishis and telling us, I'm going to tell you where each nation comes from. You can't get away with that. And this is how the Rambam explains the purpose of the stories in the Torah. Vayichusim nichtevu, and the Torah recorded who bore whom, the lineage. This is what validates the fact that there is creation. Remember, this was the major point that they were contending with the philosophers in those days, and to this day, was the world created or was it always existent? So the Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim, and the Ramban is going along with this, that the stories of the Torah, they themselves indicate to us the truth of the Torah. Because from the stories, you see, Moshe couldn't have gotten away with selling the book that contradicts what everyone knows. if the stories of the Torah are false, you can't get away with selling stories like this. The time, not that much time has passed from creation to Moshe. Not that much time has come from the involvement of each of these nations to Moshe. So when Moshe is recording the lineage, who bore whom, and when Moshe is recording and saying there was a creation and this is how it worked, he could only get away with it if it's the truth. If people aren't saying they're contradicting him. As I will explain as we continue. So what we saw today, the Ramban discussed another aspect of the knowledge that the Torah imparts, the wondrous aspect of the Torah, that the Torah, even in its stories, gives us great wisdom and understanding about creation, about the basic fundamentals of Judaism, that we know God created the world. And he said, for example, we know that Moshe saw his father Amram, who saw his grandfather Levi, who saw his father Yaakov, who saw Shem. And Shem, Moshe comes and declares that there's going to be a great nation. And he says, my father told me that his grandfather told him that the world was created. Why? Because Noah saw the Mabel and the Mabel equals creation. Shem saw the Mabel and the Mabel equals creation. That was point number one. And point number two was, Shem saw his father Noah, who saw Adam, and Adam couldn't have gotten away with such a lie to say, God created me, everyone here is my offspring. When Noah saw Adam, and Adam was saying this, he's been saying this for the last 930 years, no one argued with Adam because everyone knew it was true.